set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
The Packers, the Vikings, the Bears are 1-2-3 in the NFL. In takeaways, what's happened to the NFC North? Are the Bears partially responsible for creating a defensive first mentality in the division post Aaron Rodgers? How do the Lions, the best overall team in the North, fit into that equation?
I don't know if it's a statistical anomaly or what, but it is something that gets your attention. The Packers are coming after people. They got a safety in McKinney that they in the offseason, they made an impact. He's got five straight interceptions. You look at the way that the Vikings have attacked people with Brian Flores. And then the Bears are thriving on defense. 11 straight games with 21 or fewer points. It's a defense-first division. How did that happen? And then you look at the top of the division, you think, well, maybe we're overreacting. Because Ben Johnson is still the hottest assistant in the NFL. He still has a quarterback that's coming off a perfect game. They have a duo at running backs that make them a dynamic offense. But Dan Campbell gives them a toughness that I think you want to embody in your football team. It's just something to keep an eye on. When we talk about the NFC North as the toughest division in football, and you start to wonder why, well, I think all of these teams are emphasizing defense. I think all of these teams are emphasizing toughness. So when you talk about the identity of the Bears team, which is a constant source of conversation in Chicago, it's not any surprise. It's traditionally defense and toughness. That's how you win in this division.
Well, if the Bears hope to win in this division, which right now shapes up to be, at least on the NFC side for sure, the toughest division in the NFC, no doubt about it, they are going to have to take the ball away from the Packers, the Vikings, and the Lions if they hope to win those games.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting. I don't know that there's been necessarily a defensive mentality that's crept into the conference. Obviously, you know, you mentioned Ben Johnson. He's still going to be like a top guy getting a head coaching job a year from now. Maybe he winds up as the Jets coach. He will definitely be on their list. I think that it's interesting to me that, you know, Jeff Hafley is a guy that was in San Francisco when he's now the Packers defensive coordinator. He's friends with the Flower. So they've had a longstanding relationship, and he brings him in as a first year defensive coordinator, and he's changing some things a little bit. I think Brian Flores is just an excellent defensive signal caller, very aggressive guy. I think he does a really good job in that role. And, you know, I think that it's interesting to me. I think the Packers are still a team that's driven by offense and what they can get done. I think that Matt LaFleur has done an excellent job of winning games while his quarterback is still kind of getting back and getting up and running. So it's a really good division. There are good players in the division, and they have tried to address everybody in the division is you know, a pretty good team. They're the only team in the entire league that has that has help that has a winning record, and they do very well, as you say, with their defense. But to me, I think the Vikings are offensive driven. They got an offensive minded coach. I think the Packers are offensive driven, and I think the Lions are more offensive driven. The fact that they haven't ignored defense is excellent, but I think a lot of if you look at the Vikings' success, some of that is due to the fact that they have been able to score points. And they've been able to put people in a position where they're playing from behind, them in particular. But yeah, these are good teams, man. This is a golden age in the North Division. Hard to take it.
Hard to take the North, no doubt about it. The Vikings beat the Jets, though, not because of their offense. I mean, Sam Darnold wasn't good.
Oh yeah, I know, but that's one game. I mean that. Yeah. You know, they beat the Jets because the Jets quarterback was god awful. I mean, he was awful. Did you see some of those picks he threw?
They should fire the coach.
They definitely got to get rid of that coach. All right. We've got your calls, 312-644-6767. Mullion on the score.